This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pakistan and Iran have agreed to work together to improve their security cooperation. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The development came hours after the top Iranian diplomat arrived in Islamabad for talks Monday on de-escalating tensions, which flared up after deadly airstrikes by Tehran in Islamabad earlier this month that killed at least 11 people. The strikes marked a significant escalation in fraught relations between the neighbors. Relations between the two were dramatically imperiled after Iran targeted militant hideouts in Pakistan's rest of southwestern Balochistan province, killing two children 2 weeks ago. Pakistan, a day later, launched airstrikes against alleged militant hideouts inside Iran in the Sistan and Balochistan province, killing at least 9 people. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Families of hostages held in Gaza hope for progress and a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas in exchange for the release of more hostages. VOA's Rick Pantaleo on that.
Two senior Biden administration officials who requested anonymity to discuss the sensitive negotiations said that the emerging terms of the yet-to-be-sealed deal would play out over two phases. Orgat's sister Carmel is being held in Gaza.
I need the results. I need the deal. I need to see my sister coming back, to see her crossing the border, her and everyone else. And sometimes, like these days, they was talking about the closer the sides are to agreements, but all around it is just wasting our time.
More than 100 hostages were released in November in exchange for a week-long ceasefire and the release of Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hails the test launch of a new cruise missile from a submarine. This is VOA News. Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, three West African military-led states, have announced they're immediately leaving the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. That's the regional economic bloc, and it has been urging them to return to democratic rule. Reuters' Diane To reports.
The decision to quit the group, known as ECOWAS, was announced in Niger on TV by its military spokesman. It was a joint statement also broadcast in Mali and Burkina Faso. ECOWAS said on Sunday it had not yet been formally notified about the withdrawal and declined further comment. The bloc has previously said it does not recognize the junta-led governments of the three countries and would not tolerate coups. The exiting states are all ruled by military leaders who have seized power since 2020. Late last year, they formed their own union called the Alliance of Sahel States, or AES, from its French name. They've also cut military and other ties with former colonial master France and turned to Russia for security support.
Ukrainian officials say they uncovered massive military fraud in a scheme that saw tens of millions of dollars exchanged for weapons that never materialized. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has that story.
The Security Service of Ukraine, or SBU, announced it charged five people with embezzling some $40 million meant to buy 100,000 mortar shells. The money changed hands. The weapons never came. Rooting out corruption was and remains a key pillar in Ukraine's bid to join NATO and the EU, with officials from both groups demanding Kyiv address internal fraud. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Some other headlines now from around the world today. French farmers choked off major highways around Paris Monday as they demand better working conditions in a growing standoff with the government. African leaders gathered in Rome, where Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni will unveil her much-hyped plan for the continent aimed at transforming Italy into an energy hub and stopping migration. Claims by a former close confidant of Monaco's royal family that part of its fortune is placed in tax havens. Well, those have rocked the affluent city-state in the latest scandal faced by the palace under ruler Prince Albert II. Under fire, Dutch medical device maker Philips halts new sales of sleep machines in the U.S. after a series of recalls that continue to weigh on results. For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com. You can follow us on social media also, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.